This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
الإمام ابن ماجه في سننه بسند صحيح عن ثوبان رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم the hadith tonight in collection of Ibn Majah in his Sunan and it's narrated to us by Thawban, the Mawla of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, a lovely gentleman. There's a number of hadith that are, you know, if you put them all together, they're actually really beautiful and they're worthy of memorizing. He's really good at picking up certain things, rahmatullah, radiyallahu anhu. And the theme of anti-corruption or incorruptibility or integrity or what we call in Islam istiqamah is something that I'm continuing with for a few more days at least, if not a week or so. And here alayhi salatu wasalam says the following, قَالَ إِسْتَقِيمُوا وَلَنْ تُحْصُوا وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ خَيْرَ أَعْمَالِكُمْ الصَّلَاةِ وَلَنْ يُحَافِظُ عَلَى الْوُضُوءِ إِلَّا مُؤْمِنٍ. وروى الطبراني عن عبادة فقال استقيموا ونعم إن استقمتم وخير أعمالكم الصلاة. So what he said عليه الصلاة والسلام here is استقيم. He gave the command of straightening out, not literally but figuratively for what that word means. He was not trying to say عليه الصلاة والسلام to stand up straight or when you walk to walk straight, even though both those things aren't a bad idea. But what he's trying to explain in استقيموا is that make sure that your character carries integrity, where you don't cut corners and you don't take shortcuts and you don't manipulate certain situations to get something that's beneficial for you, where you try to get yourself interest through a way that's not necessarily haram or necessarily illegal. You figured out a way to get it without knowing it's wrong, knowing that this is not the right way to do it, that you just manipulated certain things, you played around a bit, try to get something for yourself. That's corruption. That's being corrupt. And it starts at a young age by, you know, cheating or just glancing here or there or just using an aid that you shouldn't have used within an exam or something. And it turns into full-blown political or financial corruption when you're older and it ruins the world and it causes people their lives and their livelihoods and their well-being. Corruption is corruption. It doesn't really follow a scale of this is low and this is high. It's all corruption is corruption. Istiqama is you just not accepting that, being someone who refuses corruption in any form or manner, and you carry yourself with that integrity. So the Prophet ﷺ said istiqimu, meaning straighten out and refuse any form of corruption. وَلَن تُحْصُوا, and you won't be able to count. You won't be able to count the amount of khair that will come your way. There's a piece that's missing in the hadith. It's not missing, it's just is removed, it's understood from the context. وَلَن تُحْصُوا, you won't be able to count, meaning you won't be able to keep track of all of the good that will achieve for you in your life, and all the good that will bring yourself and your community if you do so. Upfront, corruption is difficult. Istiqamah is difficult. Istiqamah upfront is very hard to do. It pays off later. It pays off a bit farther down the road. Upfront, it's easier to be corrupt because you get what you want. Children learn that at a young age. They learn if they lie, they don't get in trouble. Right? Trouble sucks. No one wants to be in trouble. So they learn that if they lie, if they don't say what happened, then they don't get in trouble and they don't have to feel bad about themselves upfront. So it's easier to be corrupt upfront. It's better in the long term not to. If you have istiqama up front and you have to deal with the fact that you made some mistakes and you're accountable for them, in the long term, at the end, you'll be someone much more valuable and you'll have much more to offer and you'll be so much more successful. So istiqama is something that pays off. It just pays off a little bit later. وَلَن تُحْصُوا, you won't be able to count the amount of blessings and good things that come your way if you do it. It just doesn't happen up front. And then know that the best of your rituals is salah. وَعْلَمُ أَنَّ خَيْرَ أَعْمَالِكُمْ الصَّلَاةِ. وَلَنْ يُحَافِظَ عَلَى الْوُضُوءِ إِلَّا مُؤْمِنًا. Only a true believer will hold on to their wudu, meaning, why? Because a true mu'min is someone who's either reading Qur'an or doing invocation tasbih or praying sunnah or something. So holding on to your wudu is a good thing to do, and the sahaba, all of the scholars that I know, would hold on to their wudu whenever they went to the bathroom, they would make wudu before they left, which is what it means basically. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't go to the bathroom, it just means that you're quick to renew your wudu to make sure that you're ready and available to do something of a good deed that requires that physical purity. And another hadith he says, استقيموا ونعم إن استقمتم. Straighten out and walk the straight path, and that's a beautiful thing. Ni'imma means it's a beautiful thing if you do so. It's an amazing thing if you can do it. Ni'imma, it's a beautiful thing if you're capable of doing it, and it's really what we're here to achieve as Muslims in our lives. يروي الإمام ابن ماجه في سننه بسند صحيح عن ثوبان رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم استقيموا ولن تحصوا واعلموا أن خير أعمالكم الصلاة ولا يحافظ على الوضوء إلا مؤمن ورواه الطبراني عن عبادة فقال استقيموا ونعما إن استقمتم وخير أعمالكم الصلاة. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. جزاكم الله خير.